The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Harley in the United States of America and one of California's most vicious wildfires. Gee, we seem to talk to Harley at least three times a year about all of this. Harley.
Oh, yeah, and, you know, this is a pretty rough time in this area. Yesterday morning, it was a little patch of flame along I-15. By evening, last night, it was a 28-square-mile, scorching, home-devouring colossus. Today, it's almost 50 square miles.
50?
Well, yeah, 50 square miles in a day and a half. Still out of control. They say it's 0% containment. Blazes have raced through the canyons and over ridgelines. They've engulfed homes, chased more than 80,000 people out. They don't know how many homes are gone already or will be when it's over, and it probably won't be out for days. Days. And this is San Bernardino, which is, you know, just east of Los Angeles in a pretty good-sized town and county.
You're going too quickly. 80,000 people.
Yeah, 80,000 people have had to leave.
I mean, it's only yesterday we were talking about floods in Louisiana.
Well, they're still going on. I mean, you know, in Baton Rouge, the water's receding. South of there, the water's still going up because the water that's receding has to go someplace. So we have 40,000 homes in Louisiana that have been damaged or destroyed, and a lot of those people don't have any place to go.
40,000 and 80,000 people in San Bernardino. Oh, Harley. Look, this is no surprise. I mean, we've been saying years and years, and now research talks about the damage from chronic marijuana use.
Well, anything that makes you see things funny is probably not going to be good for your brain long term. So there's a researcher named Stacey Gruber who runs this thing called MIND, which stands for Marijuana Investigations for Neuroscientific Discovery, McLean Hospital in Massachusetts. She says chronic tokers, as they've tested them, have poorer cognition and executive functioning in their mind. And they're studying long-term use, I mean, as in years and years and years and years. Particularly if they started smoking when they were teenagers.
Yeah. How's that a surprise? Seriously.
Well, it can't be. And the thing is, she's studying the cannabinoids in marijuana that do not get you high, but which are used in medicines. And if you're smoking weed, you're getting all the cannabinoids in the whole plant, medical and buzzworthy. So, you know, it can't possibly be really good for you long term.
Absolutely. Well done, Harley. A good warning. And tell us about down on the farm.
Yeah, this is one of those, when you hear that a farmer and a dozen cattle died overcome by fumes from a manure-holding tank, it doesn't really draw the picture. The tank near Amherst, Wisconsin, is the size of a football field. And they say the heat kept the methane and the sulfur dioxide gases in a dome over top of it. It got too concentrated, and the farmer and the cattle that were there died. He wasn't discovered till other workers came.